This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
I'd like to say a very, very big warm welcome to Kalina Zanders all the way from the US. Hey, welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
What a special treat. So good to have you with us. Now, Kalina, for our listeners here this morning in Australia, we're about 8 a.m. this morning. Where are you talking from?
Texas?
I am in Los Angeles.
LA. And so 5 o'clock? What's the time in the afternoon there?
It's about 3 p.m.
Hi, cool. Hi. Hey, and also, Annabelle England, thanks for joining us.
Woo! Yes. Oh my gosh. Hi. How are you?
Good. And Annabelle, where are you at the moment?
I'm in Hollywood, West Hollywood.
I love it.
Fantastic.
So we've got St Kilda in Victoria, Australia. We've got Los Angeles. We've got Hollywood and two of the most talented artists.
Can we just say congratulations? Your brand new track, Anything For You, is just an absolute banger. We love it. It's amazing. And we're so happy that we can get you on our show this morning to tell our wonderful listeners just how fantastic it is. So first off, where did you two meet?
Well, we met at Day Trip here in LA in 2021. Do you know what Day Trip is?
No, you got to tell us.
Oh, it's like Insomniac. It's like a wonderful house festival, and it's hot. It's so hot, but it's pretty amazing.
Wow! And like backstage or in green room, or you were both perform. Like, how was the meeting?
We met in the green, but like kind of like backstage. There's like an artist kind of area, and I think we just ran into each other, and we're just like instant besties. We saw each other. I mean, we didn't know each other, obviously, and I don't know, I felt very gravitated to you, Kalina.
Yes,
and then we just like took some pictures, we saw Rez, and then we were just like, we need to connect. And that's kind of also how it goes in the music industry. It's like, you know, that we're all from the same vibe, and then you connect, and then like you just kind of become besties from there, I feel like.
And so this song is, and we were talking on air before you guys joined us, that it's about an homage to best mates, or, you know, I've got your back and I'm there for you. And it kind of, does that sum up how you met and how it feels as hanging out?
Absolutely. Like, just because of our instant connection, like, it feels like so natural that on our first session together, we wrote a song about friendship, and it was just barely budding. So I think that's kind of like we kind of like saw the future in the song, you know?
Yeah. So talking about the song, there's a lyric in there that I want to ask what you were thinking behind it. Something about your colors loud and you stand out. What are you saying there?
I guess for me, I think we're talking about in my opinion, sometimes with friendships, there's always one person that's more of an introvert and one person that's more of an extrovert. And I think we were just talking about like different scenarios with friendships, and instead of hiding who you are, show who you are, embrace who you are, and like live it to the fullest, because that's what I want to see. Like it could be with anyone, right? So your color's loud and you stand out. It's like, take that and make it something. Don't hide, because we want to see it and we want to experience it, and it has something to offer the world, and other people can learn from it. And to me, that's what that means.
That's beautiful, because, you know, I don't know if you know, we're one of the world's only full-time LGBTIQA+ radio stations and media organizations.
Amazing.
And so when
let's
I heard
gays!
That, when I heard it,
there's only four radio stations in the world. We get to do one down here.
And I heard that line, and incredible. I thought my color was my queerness. And I went, oh, it's the rainbow colors. And what about you, Kalina? Is there something, does that line mean the same or something different for you?
It means something similar. I am probably the extrovert in this little duo.
We'd never guess that.
So I would say that, you know, this means, stand proud and loud and like who you are. And, you know, and you'll do anything for you, no matter what type of person you are, no matter what kind of color. Like, it's like, I'm going to be there for you, even if it's a mood. A color could be a mood, you know?
Yep.
So beautiful. It's kind of that, like, you know, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Can I just take on to the track to a different level? EDM. It's a very male-dominated industry.
What's EDM?
Electronic dance music.
Sorry, folks. I'm the non-music person. So he tries to make me look silly sometimes.
We've had a couple of guests on there. We had EDM. Joel Corey on just last year. Yeah. And we've also had a singer called Vassy, who you may or may not know. Oh. Great Australian singer. So Vassy's been on with us. And Vassy was saying she went on and did a track on her own just to be able to prove that women can actually make a difference. I really do think that you are role models in this industry. Do you feel that yourself? And, you know, if you've got some young women listening this morning or this afternoon who actually want to get into the industry, how would you talk about your experiences and what advice would you give them?
It's a tough thing for sure. And, you know, if you constantly are like seeing the layout and it's like male dominated, sometimes you can get discouraged. But I think the thing that really stands out here is that, you know, you have to be really talented and extremely, I guess, bold, you know, and you can't look at what you see and then stop there and get mad. You have to just be present and get in those rooms, you know, with those guys and just literally like, it's just kind of like, front facing, like you get out there and then you're like, here I am. And literally your existence is enough. You know what I mean? Just seeing mm-hmm. you, just seeing a black woman, seeing a gay woman here, it's like, oh, cool, I can do it too. It just kind of paves the way naturally just by showing up, by being visible. And, you know, I try not to project any like anger or any like unfairness, because I feel like that's what I would get back if I'm constantly thinking about that. I constantly think about winning. I think about success. I think about playing, I think about sharing my art. And then like, as long as I keep those like layers of focus things, like it's literally been amazing. So I can't complain.
How about you?
Yeah. And I think for me, I mean, I agree with Kalina, like you have to just keep working for it. I mean, there's been so many times that people have given up on me, agents, lawyers, or like, you know, it should have happened by now. So like, I'm sorry, I can't work with you anymore or whatever. And like not giving up, I think, is my biggest thing that I've been saying, because if I had given up, it wouldn't have worked. But like, look where I am, look where we are now. And it is super male dominated and it is frustrating. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's, you don't want to focus on that, on the frustrations, but of course, like it's sometimes disheartening to see, other dudes like getting like so successful from certain things, like, and just working so hard. But at the same time, like this is my life, this is my struggle, this is my strife, and this is just making me the person that I'm meant to be. So yeah, it is frustrating. It is frustrating. But at the same time, like, we're doing it, you know, and yeah, not only are we doing it, like we're doing
smashing it. You're absolutely smashing
dance, it. Dance vocalists, singer songwriters did a track together and we're having an interview and an amazing like LGBTQIA+ radio station. Yeah. And I'm so happy.
Well, thank you. So, and hang on, can I just check, Annabelle, who was the first female in history ever to win Best Dance Artist with the iHeartRadio Awards? Hang on. Was that you, perhaps? That was you. So there's these moments of bumping up against, whether it's the misogyny, the male whiteness, and I can say that as I'm one, or other things, but then all of a sudden we have these points where we just go, hey, hello, well done.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, winning that award was crazy because it was the third time I was nominated and every single time I was the only woman on it in general. So I was the only woman like nominated in general. And then, you know, I actually won and I got my award, my real award for the first time. And I was just like, wow, this is crazy to be the first woman to ever win this award in the dance category. It's pretty insane, but I'm sure happy because, yeah.
Congrats.
History.
You've got to do some more collaboration, because I just think, you know, the combination of the two voices coming together just stunning. I'm going to take it to a different direction. Kalina, I was looking at your social media stuff. Tell me, there was an incident with an ice bath that I saw. Why did you, it's a massive trend here in Australia at the moment. Loads of people are getting up and they're doing cold water immersion. I've tried it. It's too blooming cold. Why did you do it?
Okay. First of all, I'm a thrill seeker. I do music. I'm a DJ. I sing. It's crazy. So, I love a good challenge. I've played sports all my life. And, you know, part of that is healing and icing and all that stuff. And the gentleman that that's my friend, he has one of those in his backyard and I've never tried it. So I was just like, let me do a cold plunge for the first time. And I won't try it for a long time. Like, I don't know if I'll get back in because it was very cold and like your toes like kind of get like, you know, frozen and I don't know. But it's kind of psychotic actually if you think about it.
It is. Yeah. Totally. Clean Annabelle, have you tried one as well?
I have actually. I'm always cold, so I really don't like doing it. But I do it sometimes at the spa. Like I do the hot bath and then the cold and like the sauna and then the cold. And I'm sober as well. So it's really feels like a natural high because like it makes your head just feel you just feel super, I don't know, spacey.
Yeah, you come out. You feel much, much better. I don't know what it is, Ando, but when you come out, your whole body tingles. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, I did feel a little high afterwards. Honestly, I'm not going to lie.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would do it again. I just need that same kind of coaching because he was like in my ear telling me to breathe and like look at the nail on the wall or whatever he said. So
yeah, you need the breath exercises to go alongside it.
You need a buddy. In other words, don't jump in the bath without a buddy. Okay. Message learned. Hey, Kalina, you mentioned sport before. I remember hearing an interview with you talking about, was it basketball, swimming, and then you got into rugby as a teenager?
Yeah. I got into rugby into college.
Oh, wow.
I think it was all of the sort of teenage angst still running over into college.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I got tattoos. I had like a red mohawk. I was in a band. I was like, you know what else I'm going to do? That's super crazy. Play rugby. You know?
Of course you did. Hey, question for both of you. You have performed in intimate settings of a couple of hundred people and in clubs all around the world. You've also performed Coachella and had 30,000 people in a hard tent and massive festivals. What do you love the most? Like, what really tickles your heart?
Annabelle, let's go with you first.
Oh, for me, I don't know if it really matters necessarily, like, where I'm at. As long as the audience and the crowd is vibing and, like, feeling it, that's what I love. Like, I love connecting with people on the stage and like making eye contact and like finding people, like, and then seeing them at other places too. So each one has a vibe. Obviously, walking out on stage to 30,000 people, you're just like, oh my gosh, like it's crazy for a second. Yeah. And then like in intimate settings, it's almost a little more nerve-wracking because it's like, hi, I'm right here and there you are. And but honestly, wherever there's people who are able to receive and like give back as well with energy, like that's my favorite.
Cool. What about you, Kalina?
Yeah, literally that. I love to chat with the audience. I kind of feel like it's half DJing, singing, and comedy. So like I will just like just banter with people in a funny way. And I like to pick out like, you know, they'll have fans, they'll have like shirts, something, or they'll be like extra loving or something. So I will definitely pick up on their energy and just kind of like just chat and include them as much as possible, you know?
All 30,000 of them.
All 30,000. You over
it.
There.
Yes.
39, whatever. Just come on there.
Yeah. And did I hear as well, you've got a festival coming up. You're on the same set list as Deadmau5.
Oh, yes. Yes.
How crazy is that?
Tomorrow, actually.
Tomorrow?
Yes. It's Base Camp. And then the other one is in October for Halloween.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, we want to say a big, big thank you to you both for joining us this morning all the way from the States.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.